USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is fighting inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell boosting interest rates by a half a percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Paul saying inflation is too high and must come down. President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs, it's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing or what Joe Biden is doing, he just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
Senator Scott's proposal would sunset all federal legislation in 5 years unless Congress votes to pass it again. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Ohio primaries are seeing a win for a Republican candidate supported by former President Donald Trump.
J.D. Vance emerged victorious in Ohio's crowded Republican Senate primary Tuesday, beating out a field of contenders to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. He will now be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November.
Wow! I gotta say, I thought this would feel good. It feels even better than I thought it would. Thank you all so much.
J.D. Vance got President Trump's endorsement. That gave him a 10% advantage at the polls over his closest competitor. As for Trump, his endorsements were perfect. 77-0 across Illinois and Ohio.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The name of the man who allegedly assaulted comedian Dave Chappelle on stage is being released. TMZ reporting the attacker's name is Isaiah Lee. He's being held on $30,000 bail. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has COVID. The State Department saying Blinken is fully vaccinated and experiencing only mild symptoms. It adds he has not seen President Biden for several days. Homicides are up sharply since 2020 in multiple U.S. cities. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democratic policies are not supporting law enforcement.
Elected officials sworn to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution have chosen instead to amplify distrust of the men and women who work every day to enforce our laws.
He adds there is a staffing shortage for police officers across America that needs to be addressed as well. In his 2023 budget plan, the president has proposed a higher investment in law enforcement and in the Department of Justice. A former transportation secretary during the 9/11 era has passed away.
Norman Mineta, the first Asian American to become a federal cabinet secretary, has died at the age of 90. Mineta served under both Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. When he served as federal transportation secretary, he ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.